Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.
Welcome back to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Brad Post here, sitting with
Josh Rich.
How are you, Josh?
I'm good, Brad. How are you?
Good. Let's get started. You're going to be talking about reviews today.
Okay, yeah. Reviews. So there's you know, tons and tons of different places that you can ask for customer reviews and customers can review you, mm-hmm. Which is great. The problem is like knowing which one is right for your business and kind of the pros and cons of each one. Okay. And just like how, and the question obviously is just how to get them. Everyone wants good reviews.
Right.
So probably, I would say the three biggest ones, like speaking in general, like not necessarily focusing on like really niche markets, mm-hmm. is going to be Facebook, Google Maps, and then like Yelp.
Okay.
And again, that's generally, again, obviously if you're like in a niche, there's probably going to be some sort of like niche review that you
right.
get.
Right.
So we focus a lot on Google Maps just because there's a lot of SEO value in that.
The Google My Business.
Yeah, Google My Business. Listing. Yeah, your local listing. Yeah, Google Maps, whatever you want to call it. So that is a ranking factor. That's been said by Google that having good reviews and a lot of good reviews will absolutely bump you up in the local rankings. Mm-hmm. So the only downside to to Google Maps really is that they're kind of hard to get because mm-hmm. you have to have a Gmail account to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm
and
saying.
So it's like, it's good if you're looking, you know, but again, if you're not necessarily looking for like SEO, if you're looking just for like credibility, then I probably want to do that mm-hmm. because that is, it's hard to get.
Yeah. It's, I mean, not everyone has a Gmail.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of, even if you do, you have to be signed in, mm-hmm. you know, so it's kind of like, it sounds dumb, but even if you have like that, you just want to remove as many barriers as possible for your customers to give you that review.
Right.
Which is why Facebook is great mm-hmm. because everyone has a Facebook, and people aren't, you know, like people have it on their phone, so they can instantly log in, find you on there, boom, you're good.
Well, and with Google reviews, they require a certain amount of characters to approve them, I believe.
Oh, really?
With Facebook, you can just put a 5-star and they're great.
Oh, interesting.
You know,
I didn't know that.
From what I've seen.
Okay.
Because, not all of mine get approved sometimes.
You know? Yeah. Interesting. I haven't seen that before.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Google does kind of, they're somewhat picky about how the reviews go down and everything.
Yeah.
But like I said, Facebook, a lot less barriers just because everyone has it in their pocket already.
Right.
So, again, the downside, though, is that that has not been proven to be a ranking factor.
Yeah. When people could get bad reviews very quickly. And
yeah, exactly. Easily. Yeah. Yeah, because that's also a good point.
Right.
Then Yelp, I don't know if you have a Yelp account or not, but most people have some.
You do.
Yeah, okay, you do. But most people have, like, either whether it's, like, Yelp or TripAdvisor, most people have some sort of app on their phone already, mm-hmm. so they kind of have it set up. But whatever you shoot for, the biggest question you have to ask yourself is where your customers are.
Right.
And where they're looking.
Yep.
You know, if you're a contractor, Andy's List is probably going to be something that you're going to want to build up.
Yep.
You know, that's where you're going to drive customers to. Mm-hmm. But I would recommend, especially when you first start out, that if you're going to, like, since you're launching a campaign to get reviews, you have to pick one. Mm-hmm. You can't just say, hey, review this, this, and this, because then it's not going to be like, you're not going to get good feedback.
Yeah.
You know, it's way more impressive to say, hey, we have over 100 5-star reviews on this, you know, on Google or on yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And so, and I will say, one thing that you need to take into account as well is like the credibility of the site. So I can't necessarily prove this, but I think that a lot of people think that, you know, saying that you have, you know, over 100 5-star Google reviews versus 100 5-star Facebook reviews, I think that the Google holds more weight. Because mm-hmm. that seems to be like this more, because maybe because people know there is a barrier. It's like, oh, they actually went through the trouble of logging their Gmail, so this must be more legitimate versus like, oh, I was like sitting in the waiting room on Facebook, I was there anyway, so I just did it.
I will get my 5-star.
Yeah. Exactly. So right. I would definitely look into like which reviews hold more weight and also, you know, where your customers are actually looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of a bit of a process, but you have to pick one before you launch any sort of campaign.
Yeah.
And so once you have started your campaign and picked your horse, the question then becomes, like, how do you get the reviews and how do you ask? Mm-hmm. And so again, this is definitely going to depend on your industry, but a few things that you can definitely do is anytime you you know, finish a project with a customer or complete a sale, is just ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that we honestly probably need to do a better job of here. It's just, you know, emails asking for this regularly with, you know, with our monthly clients or whatever. But even if, like, you're a plumber and you finish a thing, just like having like some sort of like, put it on your receipt that you mm-hmm. give the customer, hey, review is here, you know.
And make it specific, like maybe yeah. even say, hey, if you could go to Google and review us,
yeah.
but you have to have a Gmail.
Yeah, yeah, you know, exactly, yeah.
And give them a link of where they yeah. can go review you. Same with Facebook.
Right? Yeah, exactly, yeah. And so, and one of the best things you can do is even if you're like a brick and mortar like coffee shop, mm-hmm. but if you have a way to like collect emails mm-hmm. after they buy it, that's great.
Yep.
You know, I feel like I went to the, where was it? Like PetSmart. And they asked for my email and I was checking it. Oh, no, I want to get a haircut too.
Really?
It's like, yeah, this is so weird. I want to get a haircut. They asked for my physical address,
yeah.
my email address, and my phone number.
Wow.
Like, yeah. I kind of get the email address. Yeah. Like, you can get in the mail address and give me coupons. But you can send me a text message. Like, what's yeah. that about?
Exactly.
But yeah, so all that to say that people are somewhat used to at least being asked for personal information. They might say no, but they're not going to be offended by it. So,
yeah. Can I say something on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think retail has been very programmed recently to be more intentional about it.
Very aggressive, I would say, even.
Yeah. My daughter works at Old Navy, and they don't ask. I mean, they're like, hey, what's your email? Like, it's yeah. more of a...
It's not like an option. It's yeah. like, hey, would you like to give us our email? It's yeah, like, no, it's like, hey, I need your email.
Yeah, so you almost have to, like, if you don't want to give it to them, you almost have to say no, or do you really need that?
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah, they don't raise like it. Jerk. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a bit of a tangent.
Sorry, yeah.
No, there is a marketing concept of, like, an opt-in versus an opt-out. Right.
Yeah.
That people, exactly. if you give the option to opt-in, people won't do it, but yeah. if you actually just make them opt-out, mm-hmm. they're gonna stay with you.
Right.
Because
right.
people are just lazy.
Yeah.
There was a study done, I forget what country it was in, but it was, like, for organ donors.
Yeah.
Somewhere in, like, Scandinavia, that they made everyone an organ donor.
Yeah.
You got a driver's license, you're an organ donor. And yeah. people, like, it went up, like, 80%. Because
oh, wow.
no one wanted to opt-out. You know,
no one knew.
Yeah, the opt-out process was just a check mark. I don't want to do this.
Right.
Versus
right.
checking, I do want to do this.
Yes.
So again, yeah. So like, if you can make it an opt-out versus an opt-in,
yep.
you will get so many more contacts.
Right.
And that is not only good for getting your reviews, but it also helps build an email list if you ever want to do an email marketing campaign.
Right.
So again, kind of getting back to where we were going there is like, if you are retail, if you're a service industry, mm-hmm. collecting emails is a great way to do business, both for reviews and for long-term growth.
Right.
And just, you know, including, when you send out that email asking for reviews, include the link. Mm-hmm. All they do is click it and go do it. And if you have to have some sort of login instructions, you know, try to write something that's compelling to say, hey, it's I know it's a barrier, but it's easy. Mm-hmm. It takes 5 minutes. We probably, you know, maybe even like set up a timer and do it yourself and say, look, we did it. It took 2 minutes.
Right.
You know? And just that way you can give it to them and be as upfront as possible. One thing to consider is like, you're going to get bad reviews.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the nature of the beast. It's fine. We get this all the time that people, our clients will be like, hey, we got this bad review. Can we take it off?
Mm-hmm.
And our answer is always no, that as far as I know, any credible reviewing system will not let you just take off bad reviews.
Right.
You can disable reviews, but then you lose all your good ones.
Yeah.
So don't freak out about bad reviews unless you just start getting an overwhelming amount of bad reviews, then you yeah. might consider disabling that feature until you can like actually have a base willing to give you good reviews. But one thing I will say, just to kind of put your mind at ease, like if you have, you know, one bad review out of 50 or, you know, whatever, so it knocks you down to like a 4.7 stars instead of 5 star, I would argue that's actually better than mm-hmm. a 5 star review, because people think that's like, oh, this is a real company right. with real reviews. It's not just their mom and their cousins that gave them all a 5 star review because they're family.
Right.
These are actual customers. So it adds, so I think it adds legitimacy.
Yes.
And it's way more natural. So not you shouldn't like have your mom give you a 3 star review just to like make it a more natural feel.
Right.
But just don't worry about it. Like, you don't have to have this pristine five star review to seem credible.
Right.
Another point too is like paid reviewed systems. Mm-hmm. So since we do a lot in like the legal marketing mm-hmm. arena, there's a ton of these sites that yeah. will charge you an arm and a leg to be on there, but it's this like peer review system.
Yeah.
You can probably talk more about that, yeah. about just like yeah. the value of, you know, is it valuable?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's more on an ego thing for specific industries.
Yeah.
You know, as to how many reviews you have, and it's really just a money making system.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a fraternity boy, sorority girl, like, yeah. you know, club that hey, you write me a review, I write you a review. It's very similar to LinkedIn as well. You know, you get those.
But you have to pay $200 a month for it.
Right, right.
Yeah. So
there are, different paid ones out there.
Yeah. But all I have to say, like, a lot of those companies will kind of spin it as like, oh, it's a paid review system, so it's more legitimate. But I would argue that if you're doing it just to like have this like credible review system, it's not worth it.
Right.
I don't think you'll see a good return investment on it. If they charge you for other services, then like that's fine.
Yeah.
But any company that says be on our company to get good reviews and pay us,
yes,
avoid those.
Yes,
avoid those.
I agree.
At all cost, I would say. So.
Awesome.
I think that's it. Just give this podcast a good review.
All right.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.